Well, anytime you get your starting quarterback back off of injury, you know, you feel good about it. I think Josh McCown did a very nice job when he was in for his three quarters, obviously being able to beat Green Bay Packers. And he had a very good second half of the Washington Redskins game, so he filled in quite nicely. Everything that Kyle Long does in a game that you haven't seen is brand new. He's never done it before. So it's a growing process for Kyle in every practice, every day, every individual drill. And then you get so much information that you forget what you knew before, and you forget the day one. So it's a constant process. Anytime you're starting a rookie, it doesn't matter who it is, anytime a rookie's playing in the National Football League, it's all new to him. Every situation's new, and I thought he's handled most of them well, and he's still got a long way to go. Just like every game, you know, what did I do well? What didn't I do well? And how can if you're a player, you're saying to yourself, how can I make myself better as a whole, not against one certain person, but what do I have to do to be more consistent? And I think his growth from that game to now has been a big difference. And every game throughout the rest of the year is going to be big for him, just to continue to grow and not regress back to some techniques that were used early that were not effective. He can do better. He had some solid blocks one-on-one with him, and then he had some where his technique was off from the beginning. Like we always try to tell him, each lineman is, you control what you can control right from the start. Your stance, your set, your hands, your eyes. And then from there, you know, we'll react and respond like we work. But I think he has a better handle now, and he'll have a better handle in week 16 for what exactly what he does control and how he controls it, and how he changes up throughout the game, so he's not doing the same thing over and over when he's one-on-one with someone. And that's the growth that you have as a young lineman. Anytime you see a team for the second time, you have a better feel for how much strength you have against a guy, how much technique you're going to need against someone. And just as you go through the first drive of a game to the second drive, I think that I could do this in this situation more than I thought on tape watching him against someone else. So as you continue to go, that the familiarity with anyone would help you, but they're also familiar with us. The situations that we were in that game that caused a sack, one was a coverage sack where, you know, we call the play that wasn't open and we didn't throw it away. And it was a mistake that we learned from. We got to get rid of the ball and move on to the next down. It was an early down in the drive. There's nothing wrong with throwing the ball away. Two, as time goes on and you get down in a game and you continue to throw time after time after time to try to get back in it, which we were in that situation last time, that's when more sacks will happen. That's when they start pinning pinning their ears back, meaning they're just pass rushing. They're not worrying about the run. And that's when you have to be extra special, and that's when there's going to be pressure. You have to speed up the passing game. You have to throw things that are going to get out quickly, because they know and everyone in the stadium knows you're about to throw the ball for the 30th time straight. Well, first off, you know, you can't get a drive like that without your wide receivers blocking. And that's something that our receivers are willing to do. You watch Alshon Jeffries, you watch Brandon Marshall, and you watch Earl. These guys will block, and they're big and they're physical. And so we got in one back, three wide receiver sets, and they really did a nice job of blocking, as well as the line and as well as Matt Forte's running and Michael Bush's running. But that's what really propelled us to continue to go, because it was a solid team effort as opposed to just up front and the receivers waiting for the next pass. They don't do that here. And they really have prided themselves in being good blockers. I think that made a big difference in that drive. I think that we're progressing as an offense. When you go in and put plays in offensive meetings on Wednesday and on Thursday and on Friday, they've heard them before. They know that if this happens, I do this. If that happens, I do that. So that's the key to getting better as an offense. So whether it's a young line, whether it's new receivers or a backup quarterback or your starting quarterback coming back, it's the familiarity with what happens when, what happens if on these plays that have that we've had more success lately as we move on because we know those adjustments.